Well, if you have a Facebook page, then you recently got a message from Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, and his cohorts there, saying they have new privacy settings. They're responding to criticism that they've given insufficient protection of their users' personal information. Zuckerberg is a notoriously camera-shy individual. He rarely gives interviews. But the BBC's technology correspondent, Rory Kecklin-Jones, has scored an interview with him. She joins me now from London to tell me what he said. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So what are the concerns of the users? How did he respond to what people said was too much sharing of their private information?
Well, this is a crisis that's been building up for a while. What happened was at the end of last year, Facebook revamped its privacy settings, not for the first time. And what's happened is that they've got more and more complex. And at the same time, Facebook has been encouraging people to share more with the world rather than less. And over the last few weeks, people have been realizing just the dangers of that, just how much they are sharing without really realizing it. And what he said was that they've responded to that criticism. They'd heard what the users were saying, and what they were delivering was a much simpler system where you've got one page and, in effect, you press one button to regulate the privacy of your information.
Well, you know, one thing that people have often pointed to when they talk about Zuckerberg is his time at Harvard. A lot of people talk about this supposed internet message exchange he had with a friend in which he said, and I'll read this exchange, Zuckerberg, I have over 4,000 emails, pictures, addresses, social security numbers, if you ever need info about anyone at Harvard. And his friend says, what? How did you manage that one? Zuckerberg says, people just submitted it. I don't know why. They, quote, trust me. And he says dummies, but he uses a less politically correct term for him. Did you ask him about this exchange?
I did ask him about that exchange. He kind of owned up to the fact that he behaved in a pretty immature way when he was a kid. He basically said, I'm still young. I did things that I shouldn't have back then.
Well, we have a clip of how he answered you.
It's true that when I was in college, I did, you know, some pranks and some stupid things that I wouldn't do today. And I've learned a lot. I mean, now we serve more than 400 million people. Back then, I was a student in college.
Well, you know, I'm wondering, Zuckerberg is sounding very kind of biographical there. But here's a guy who basically manages a community of 500 million people, right, Rory?
That's right.
I mean, maybe he should be questioned more like a prime minister than as a, you know, kind of Horatio Alger here.
It's an extraordinary story, isn't it, really? I mean, here's a guy, as you say, who at the age of 19 basically came up with this idea, and it's taken off, and he is now hugely powerful. He's running a community, in essence, a global community of people with extremely valuable information, and a lot of those people aren't really quite sure what's happening to that information. And I think what's happened over the last year or so is people have begun to lose some of the trust they had in Facebook. They're not sure what's happening to their data. They're being told it's not being handed over to advertisers or whatever, but they don't really trust Facebook anymore. And the company, and Mark Zuckerberg in particular, has got to do quite a lot to win back their trust.
Rory Kecklin-Jones, BBC technology correspondent, joined us from London. The conversation about Facebook continues online. We're asking for your stories about oversharing and privacy. Diana from Charlotte, North Carolina posts, a friend of over 20 years found me on Facebook. I accepted her but hesitated because she's very conservative. I made a comment on Facebook that she would never have heard me make off of Facebook. She took offense, blocked me, emailed me. She wanted nothing whatsoever to do with me again. Losing a 20-year friendship was something I didn't think would ever happen. If you have a story of your own, gone awry or maybe gone well, let us know.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.